Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Adam tipped me off to a story that I have talked about this concept on this channel before, but something's changed here in Michigan for classic car owners, and this story comes to us from Hagerty, Hagerty.com. Hagerty's an insurance company. Full disclosure, I've got two cars insured through them, and they send me a newsletter and all that. But I'd also like to point out that they are also related to the Hagerty Foundation, which pushes car related stuff, and they're the ones who put together the documentary about the Chrysler Turbine car that I am in. If you're not familiar with that, I will put a link to the description. I'll put a link in the description of that video. But we're talking now about classic cars being driven. And you may know that in many states, a vehicle of a certain age can get a classic or antique designation where it gets a special license plate. But in exchange for that special license plate costing less money, they often tell you, but you're only allowed to drive it to and from certain places or on certain occasions. And of course, there's a lot of pushback on that because, you know, you're driving down the road and a police officer sees you driving by. How does he know or she know where you're going or where you're coming from? Unless, of course, they pull you over and ask. And at that point, you know, are they just pulling people over to see if they're going someplace they shouldn't be going? And so it can cause some friction. So there was a push in Michigan to make it to where you could drive a classic car on you know, in the summertime without any trouble, and it finally got passed. So here's the story, and this is pretty cool. Michigan relaxes driving restrictions for vintage cars. Kyle Smith wrote this again for Hagerty.com. So, of course, jumping into your car is a freeing feeling at any age, going for a cruise in your old vehicle. A loose grip on the wheel and light touch on the pedals. Ha, ha, ha. Give us the capability to go just about anywhere when properly equipped. Assuming your classic vehicle doesn't have restrictions on usage based on your registration. This will vary wildly from state to state, but this just happened in Michigan. Vintage car owners in Michigan are primed to enjoy this driving season, and many more, with little more freedom, thanks to the passing of a House Bill 4183, but it became law. The governor signed the bill, and it vastly expands the ability to drive a classic car, and that change went into effect just a couple days ago. According to the way the law was previously written, a vehicle with historic or authentic license plates could only be used for participation in club activities, exhibitions, tours, parades, and similar uses, including mechanical testing, but not just for general transportation. The new legislation expands the definition of exhibition considerably. And here I have to tell you this, it used to say that for purposes of this section, use of the vehicle during the month of August is considered an exhibition. So they'd already conceded the entire month of August. But you have to understand that many people thought, well, there's a catch-all in there, including mechanical testing. So if a police officer pulls me over, can't I just say, hey, I'm testing my vehicle mechanically? Well, it depends. Where do you live? Oh, 300 miles that way. And what's the mechanical testing you're doing? You're doing to see how it'll behave over 600 miles of driving? And so a lot of these types of situations boil down to, does a police officer feel like writing the ticket, and do you feel like fighting it? Because you have to go stand in front of a judge and say, yes, Your Honor, I live in Eau Claire, Michigan, and I was testing my vehicle by driving it to Sault Ste. Marie. Now, you don't need to know Michigan to understand that those are basically like way, way, way far away from each other, right? And I was just testing it. And the judge could say, well, in that case, why don't you just drive it around town a little bit? What if it breaks down in Sault Ste. Marie, you know? So that might work, but some people had been written tickets for this. So the new law says historic vehicle means a vehicle that is over 25 years old and that is owned solely as a collector's item and for participation in club activities, exhibitions, tours, parades, and similar uses, including mechanical testing, but is not used for general transportation. For purposes of this section, use of the vehicle during the period from Memorial Day weekend through Labor Day each year is considered an exhibition. So now you've got from Memorial Day through Labor Day, which of course is the summer driving season here in Michigan. So again, that is in the historic vehicle definition. And this law is very strangely written, but it's MCL 257.20A. MCL 257.20A. That's a small a, by the way. Plenty of drivers ignored the prior law because you'd see these vehicles in the streets all over, but you never know where they're going, right? They could be going to an exhibition or a tour or an activity of a club. But there was always a chance that law enforcement might issue a ticket for usage outside the guidelines, and you got to go to court and fight it. But that's not a worry anymore, at least during that time period we're talking about. This law stands as a testament to what can be done by grassroots classic car owners, as it was not lobbying by a big group or organization that caused this, but rather one person who thought the way the law was written was too much and decided to do something about it. He's from Traverse City. His name is John Russell. He said, "It's been a long road, but totally worth it. It all started with a group being ticketed for participating in the Woodward Dream Cruise. As the informal driving event did not technically fulfill the letter of the law." You know, the question is the Woodward Dream Cruise not an exhibition or a parade or similar? And so a police officer apparently thought not. And if you've been to the Woodward Dream Cruise, it's just a gigantic car show, but it's informal in the sense that it's not juried, and you can park your cars anywhere up and down this long stretch of road where hundreds of thousands of people will show up to watch you drive around. So it is a car event, but apparently they wrote a bunch of tickets for that. Now, I have to tell you, there was a period of time where I would represent people for free if they got tickets at the Dream Cruise. I've talked about that on Ed Bolian's channel, Vin Wiki. I've also talked on this channel. It's been a little while, though. But haven't been doing that lately. But it was largely because there came a time when the prosecutors actually said to me, "We will not cut you any deals anymore." So if I was going to represent somebody, it was not going to help them. The group protested the tickets they got at the Dream Cruise and gained enough traction to amend the ruling back in June of 2012 to allow unlimited use for the month of August. And the Dream Cruise is, in fact, in August. So the man here saw an opportunity. That 2012 ruling made me call up my senator and ask why we had restrictions at all. From there, it turned into a letter-writing campaign and spooled up into a full-scale lobbying effort before long. Despite some lulls and gaps in progress of the bill, he didn't give up, and before he knew it, he was testifying in front of the Michigan State Legislature, to which he said, "We aren't asking for special favors, we're just asking to drive our cars. This is the automotive capital of the world. Why are we restricting people from driving to get ice cream and cool cars?" Well, there is a reason, obviously. Because if you simply wanted to drive your car like you drive a car, you can get regular plates for it. And so the thinking is that you put historic or antique plates in your car because you're going to be driving it less. And the question is, how much less will you be driving it? So believe it or not, there's a possibility that some insurance companies might now raise your rates in Michigan and say, "Well, before, when you're only driving to special events, we were going to charge you this much insurance. But now to include the entire summer, we might increase your insurance." It's a possibility. I'm just telling you how insurance companies think. So his patience paid off. He got word on April 1st the bill had passed, and he wanted to reach out, of course, then to his government contacts to make sure they weren't pulling an April Fool's joke on him. And they weren't, and that meant it was cause for celebration. It took years, and of course, he started this campaign in 2012 to get the ear of the right rep in Lansing who had put together and introduced a bill. Then a full decade after that to complete the process to see said bill signed into law. Now, despite the wait, timing's perfect, of course, because it is now just starting summer driving season. So with this win under his belt, Russell's first question to state reps and the bill's other sponsors was, "Can we come back in a few years and ask for no restrictions?" He thinks he has the right combination of evidence to make that happen. But in the meantime, those of us in Michigan are preparing for a celebratory drive this Memorial Day weekend. And again, like I said, you can drive your classic car all you want with a regular plate on it. And I'm not saying anything bad about classic plates. But as you make them more and more like regular plates, they start losing something. And an insurance company start looking at that going, you're driving more now, aren't you? And so there's always going to be an issue someplace. But I'm happy about this. And it's interesting because I think a lot of people who have got these kind of classic cars don't drive them that much by choice, meaning that they're going to go, "Oh, this is nice. I'll still take it to the Dream Cruise, take it to a couple of the car shows." But I was already allowed to take it to car shows. And so I'll take it to the Dream Cruise and maybe drive it a little more. And you won't have that nagging thought in the back of your mind, like, do I have to go out and be careful and watch for cops who might pull me over because of the plate versus how I'm driving? And if you're curious, I've got two what I consider to be cool cars. They both got vanity plates on them. And one of them is right on the edge of being a collector car, a classic antique type car, if I wanted to call it that. But I've chosen not to do that simply because I do drive it quite a bit. I don't drive it in the wintertime, so I could probably get away with one of these plates now. But, you know, I've got the plate on it already that I like. I'll keep that plate. But this is big news for all of the people out there in Michigan who've got classic or antique plates on their car. And they can now drive the car entirely without worrying about looking over their shoulders, figuratively speaking, because you don't do that while you're driving very much. I'm talking about literally looking over your shoulder. You can now drive that vehicle plated with that special plate from Memorial Day through Labor Day. And that is considered an exhibition. And notice, and this is what cracks me up about how they write laws. They could have just said, you are now allowed to do this. But instead they said, well, you can drive it during an exhibition. And an exhibition is any date between Memorial Day through Labor Day. Why is July 12th an exhibition? It's not, but it is according to this definition. So the law does that sometimes. It's probably easier to write it that way than to rewrite some other section entirely. So again, it's MCL 257.20. And somebody asked me the other day, they said, Steve, I found a law in Michigan, and they had the site for it. And they go, now where do I find it? Google is your friend. If you type in MCL space 257.20A, and there's no spaces except the one I mentioned, and you hit enter, it will pull up the text of this statute. Now, it'll possibly show you the most recent text prior to the change, because I don't know if they changed it on the website yet, because I checked last night, but it did show the amendment on June 29th, 2012. But anytime you are looking for a statute like that, you'd be surprised. But all this stuff is online and searchable now, and you can find it. So Michigan relaxes driving restrictions for vintage cars from Hagerty.com. Kyle Smith wrote it. Adam sent it. Thanks a lot. Questions or comments? Put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. It is not the strongest of the species that survives, nor the most intelligent, but the one most responsive to change.